And that's what it would sound like if cats sing a football theme. I don't know why they wouldn't just meow. Hey, folks, the time is 6 o'clock in the p.m. You're listening to 91.7 KOOP Horns, the Austin. My name is Mac Blake. And coming up next, we have the Mascot Wedding Show. But first, we're going to listen to some music off of Stroked, or Stereo Gum Presents Stroked, a tribute to Is This It? That, you know, that Strokes album. This is Frankie Rose with Soma. Yeah, and the Mascot Wedding Show will follow. Oh, hey. Normally you'd hear some music and it would be like rip rap rip rap 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 rap. But that's David's department. And he's not here. Oh my gosh, it's just me. It is just me today. The last time I did a show by myself. Oh wow, I'm really screwing up. Hey folks, you're listening to, you know, I'm gonna need some music for this. Hey, we got some special guests though, by the way, Michael Pedicano and Jimena Estrada. But let's back it up. We need to do this a little bit proper style. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing this by yourself.
No, no. I was going to play that up for a second, but...
Didn't work, did it?
It sounds... No, it's too weird without it. Here we go. That's good enough. Oh, hey folks, 6:05 in the p.m. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is Mac Blake. Usually with me is Mr. David Hatta, but he is sick. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Hey, also, if you rather tweet than call... Yeah, please do so. We are at Mascot Wedding. I will have it open in a second. You will tweet it. I will see it, and I will read it on the air. Oh, that was a nice bit of business. We just listened to Frankie Rose with her cover of Soma, a Strokes song off of a Strokes tribute album. It was pretty good. So last time David was not here, I did the show by myself, and it ended up being a slow descent into madness. And so I decided to learn from my lesson and bring in some co-hosts. So I'd like to welcome on microphone number dose. That's two.
Uh-huh.
A person who is part of the extended Mascot Wedding family. She's co-hosted the show a couple times before, as well as been a guest. She is a part of Stag Comedy. Man, Mascot Wedding, and which are some comedy groups, and Mascot Wedding, that's this thing. Shut up. Jimena Estrada.
Hey.
What's going on?
Am I the only one clapping? What the hell, guys?
Hey, I can't clap for myself, yeah, can I? Oh.
They can't tell it's a radio show.
Whoops. Why am I wearing all this makeup?
They just like sound. And a
Why
first...
do I look so pretty today?
Wait, who's talking? I haven't introduced him yet.
Sorry, excuse me.
Also, a special guest, first time on the show. How long have you lived in Austin, buddy?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. He's a new kid on the comedy scene, but he does a lot of stuff at Cold Town Theater. He's a very funny guy, Mr. Michael Pedicano.
Woo!
Thanks. Thanks,
he's,
Mac.
You're in the improv troupe, Box Social, and also Tears But Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also wearing makeup, but you guys can't see.
I know.
Thanks for that, Jimena.
Well, you know.
I like how I'm just crushing you in terms of audio levels right now, by the way, both of you.
That's very thoughtful. Thank you. I don't even know what that means. I have no sense of context.
I'm really loud. It's not like a competition. It's just I'm super loud right now. So how's everyone's day going?
Pretty good. Did you see all this rain?
Yeah.
Kind of amazing.
Couldn't miss it. Michael, how's your day going?
This is good. The rain is terrible because no one in the city can adjust to bad weather driving.
Mm-hmm.
Is one thing I've noticed coming down from New Jersey is anytime it's not sunny, there's any kind of precipitation, people freak out. So coming to the studio, I was like, oh my God, it's like being in Florida.
People are bad at driving in the rain in Florida?
No, there's just a lot of old people in Florida. So it's just driving is just very difficult.
It's like an old apocalypse.
Yes.
Apocalypse.
Yes, exactly right.
It's good to be on the radio. Watch that, excuse me. I'm glad that it is raining, so watch the loser stink off this town.
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
Because of the Longhorns.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
They chubbed it today.
They chubbed it.
Yeah, they did.
Absolutely. How was your day, Macaroni?
It's going good. It's going all right. But yeah, Michael Petacano, this is your first time on the radio show. Let's talk to you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because people know all about me. Shut up. And
don't care about me.
Yeah. Well, Jimena, you've been on the show in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know all about me.
You're an old veteran.
They don't
You're
care
super
anymore.
Far away right now, by the way.
What am I supposed to do?
You scoot over.
Oh, why?
This is weirding me out for some reason.
All right, boss.
So, Michael Petacano.
Yes, Mac Blake.
Where are you from? Where you from, boy?
I'm from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's a small little town outside of New York City, like 15 miles west of Manhattan. Very, I don't know, it's like one part white picket fences, one part kind of Tony Soprano-ish.
So do you root for all the New York, New Jersey teams?
I do.
So
you're
like a Nets fan?
I'm not a Nets fan. I'm a Knicks fan, actually. The Nets, who knows? But
when the Nets went on their run, were you a Nets fan?
Not really. I think people that grew up in that area, you kind of pick one and you're just largely indifferent to the other. I don't think there's any kind of hatred for the other team, but you're just largely apathetic. But it was a tough week for me. Losing the Yankees and then watching the Longhorns get pummeled today was salt in a already fresh wound.
Can I ask you something, though? As a Yankees fan, when the Yankees lose, does it kill you like when other sports teams lose? Or do you get the feeling like, we'll just be on top in a couple years?
I guess it's a little bit of both. I think probably for the first 48 hours, you're like, oh, that one hurts. And then, yeah, you kind of go, okay, well, who are we going to overpay for to right this wrong? So you definitely, I think, have a foot in both perspectives. But it was so frustrating to watch. Yeah, and today didn't do me any favors. Although really the lesson here is just invest less emotion in things that have zero bearing on your life.
I like this rule.
Yeah, it's just the only...
It's a very good rule.
I used to get super upset when the Spurs lost in the playoffs, but now I get less upset. I no longer have to be like, turn off the TV and like I'll be lying down and like throw my phone out of a window. Because if someone calls, I don't care what they have to say. Well, hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, man, happy to be here. That was it? Where are you from, and how do you feel about your sports team?
And you're done.
All right. This is a transition. First of all, you don't tell me how to run my show.
Oh. Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
It's all right.
I guess I'll just leave now.
And so you came to Austin for school?
I did, yeah. I came to school here a long time ago, and I just wanted to kind of get out of the Northeast and see somewhere a little different. Austin was definitely... seemed like a good place to do that. But within like 48 hours of being here, my neighbor in the dorms was like running his family's fireworks stand over Christmas break. I transferred like mid-year, so I came in the spring semester.
Was his name like Jonathan Big Chief?
No, it was not Jonathan Big Chief. But so he...
Sam A+.
He told this story.
What are the names
about
of other fireworks stands?
I don't know. These are all regional jokes that I'm not too familiar. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know they're regional. It's just, you know, generic fireworks stand names.
Well, all of our, like, the fireworks experience in where I grew up is going into New York City to Chinatown. Like, that is where you get fireworks, not necessarily legally. So it's not like here where you just drive somewhere outside of a metropolitan area and there are stands, like, just set up kind of in the middle of nowhere. But so, when I was here like a day and a half, and I met this kid that lived next door to me, and he was telling the story about how he was watching guard of his family's fireworks stand, like over Christmas, and had to like scare off some potential like thieves with a shotgun in the night. And I was like, Dad, I'm transferring back home. This was a terrible decision. Everything you've heard about Texas is true.
Who's stealing fireworks? Fireworks are like the cheapest thing ever.
I don't know.
Like if you wait a day after whatever firework event, it's like buy one, get 13 free.
Yes.
Like that should tell you right there that the profit margin is pretty big on these things.
Well, they might be the cheapest thing ever, but they're also the most exciting thing ever, right? Is that it, maybe?
Yeah.
No?
When blowing S up is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's the point I'm getting at.
America. Oh, boy. And so then you started getting involved in some improv comedy, is that right?
Yeah, I actually started doing stand-up back home in New Jersey, which is just all those stories you hear about when comics first start in kind of the New York metropolitan area and the places they play, like those were the places that I played.
So you'd play like a Quiznos back room?
Not, oh God, that would be nice. That would be like a step up from some of the places I sat in on.
Shoney's bathroom then?
Yes, Shoney's bathroom.
Do they have Shoney's in the Northeast?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I know what it is. That's why I agreed with you.
You've driven west at some point.
I have.
You've seen a Shoney's.
So yeah, and I came down here and started taking classes at Coal Town and met you good-looking folks.
Yeah.
So you were also something interesting about yourself.
Oh?
You're not on Facebook.
I'm not. I was since like its inception for a while, and I think it, I don't know, it just got too weird for me. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to give in and buckle under the pressure.
Absolutely.
In return. It got strange. Like the whole concept behind it was strange. And the people from like high school, the people that have like meant something in my life, I have their phone numbers. I can call them, you know, I don't need to know, you know, some kid I didn't talk to in 10th grade, like where he had a sandwich. Today,
people don't mean things anymore though. I mean, you just totally get on there now.
I reached a point in my life, where I was like, you know what? I'm going to like the people I like, and I'm going to not like the people I don't like. And so when somebody wanted to friend me on Facebook that I haven't seen since high school, and it's not like, it's not like there's this giant mountain between us and like my family's going to die of cholera on the way to go see them. I could call their number pretty easily. And the fact that I haven't talked to them in 5 years, no, you don't get to see pictures of me. In fact, there was this one girl, I'll go ahead and say this. We went on like a date.
Ooh, a date.
In high school. She was like always pretty annoying. And so she wanted to be my friend on Facebook. And I got the friend request, and I was like, I haven't talked to you in, you know, geez, 8 years. Like, why? Or maybe even longer. Like, no thanks. And then she wrote me back, and she's like, why are you ignoring my Facebook friend request? And I was like, this isn't helping you. I'm not going to be like, well, all right.
Talk me into it.
Now that you've complained at me. Obviously, things haven't changed. I like being complained at. And so I again hit ignore, and then once again I got another message from her, and it was just like, oh boy. I was like, why are you doing this? Come on, it'll be fun. There was like five different sets of ellipses in it too.
Yikes.
It was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, you don't need to type that.
Is there anything worse than ellipses in electronic correspondence? When you're like, where are you leading me? What is that? What does that mean?
Where are you leading me?
Like, what?
I like that.
That's the worst. I get ellipses from the girlfriend all the time, and I'm like, I don't know what. Can you just put a period?
I'll just follow these breadcrumbs and they got dots and see where
this
the story
is going to end in a fight. Great, terrific.
So, the other thing I hate more than ellipses is overuse of exclamation marks.
Yes. Because
people just throw them on there when they're saying, this is an exciting sentence, but it really means you're yelling this.
Yes.
So if it's like, doors at 8! Like, that doesn't need to be said.
Well, but it's gotten to the point where now I'm paranoid at any time that I use exclamation marks. Like now I feel like I never have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I will deliberate. I will finish a sentence, and I put an exclamation mark at the end. I'm like, wait, what does this say about me if I keep it there? And I hate that too, like that extreme of not even knowing anymore.
I definitely am one of those people that the same way I like look over text that I say. Any kind of correspondence, I'm like, is this really expressing what I want to say? It's like the minutiae of text messaging is definitely something that you're like, oh God, did that warrant an exclamation point?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tricky world, and that's why I just don't talk to people.
That's good.
Yeah. You get head nods and grunts, you being the general you. So this week, I went to a chiropractor for the first time. I'll tell you a little story here. I think I've even talked about this in the show, because I'm a tall guy with bad posture, and so I'm pretty sure that's like not going to end well. I'm just going to be like hunched over, dead probably, being picked at by birds. Oh, it reminds me of another story, if I can get to it. That's right, being picked at by birds reminded me of something. This is going to be a great show. I can smell it. So I went to a chiropractor, and I went. When I was there, I started remembering, like, oh, yeah, people like to talk about how, people like to talk. That sounds like the streets are talking. People say that chiropractors aren't real doctors. Have you guys heard this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so when I was there, I was like, you know, I don't know why. I was like, maybe it's something like with podiatry where you got to go to a different school or something like that. And so I was there and I was like, oh, well, this feels like a real doctor. And we're having a consultation and she sounds like a real doctor. And then I had that feeling of like this is a real doctor's appointment right up until She scanned my back with a price gun and then showed me a colorful form on a computer. And the reason why I felt this way, because like this form, I should have brought it today, but I mean, it's radio. You folks at home can't see it. But it's the easiest to read form in the world. It has a nice illustration and then some like colored lines pointing to parts of my spine. And then some of them are green. That probably means good. And there's sections of red here and there, which, yikes. That's probably...
Did it say yikes on the form?
it
did. The yikesograph?
Yeah.
With an exclamation point.
Ooh, boy. She called it... It was a who, brother. Yeah, and I was like looking at this form, and I was like, wait a second. Doctors don't have forms that are this nice to read. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, doctors don't care if things are easy for you to understand.
Because it's not for you. They're doing it for themselves.
Doctors went to school for 12 years. They know everything about the human body. Everything. And they have to see people that have zero interest in maintaining it. Like, doctors come in and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you got a... a thing in your left ventricle. And someone's like, oh, where's that? And they're like, oh, that's okay. It's only you that I'm talking about. Like you, physically you. I'm glad you have no interest in you. Like, why would you possibly care about what's inside you? Like, we're already like the super self-centered as we should be. Thanks to, what's that thing called? Evolution. And it's weird that we're like, oh, I don't care. It's like, hey, doctor, how come... I'm in such terrible shape. It's like, well, you're eating yourself to death, you awful person. Like, how do you not know this? Like, oh, I don't know how things work. This is the opinion of doctors, not me. I'm fine with everybody. Well, yeah, doctors hate us.
You know, I grew up, my father's a physician.
Yeah, and he hates people.
Well, he doesn't hate people, but he hates chiropractors. Like, views them through the same lens. I think he views, like, witch doctors and other kind of snake oil salesman was always like at the mention of chiropractic, be like, ugh, really? So you're definitely speaking to the choir when it comes to your distrust of what it is, what kind of medical care they're providing.
Well, I mean, the advice I got was pretty good. I felt like it all made sense.
Was it stand up straight?
It was pretty much stand up straight and don't like raise your computer at work so I'm not hunched over a laptop. You know, just getting, sit up straight is what that boils down to.
Those sound like conclusions you probably could have come to on your own.
Well,
are you gonna bring up what the colors meant?
Red meant bad.
No, but I mean, because I saw the form,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, Mac, this is awful. And you're like, oh, that's heat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's not like you were bleeding out of the sections of your back right there. It's just because that's where you're hot.
Yeah, that's where my spine's hot.
Yeah.
And then I did a little research into chiropractics, and there are some elements of it that I'm like, yeah, this doesn't, what's going on here? Like fixing my back, I don't think it's going to cure cancer, but I feel like that some chiropractors would disagree. What do you know about it? I really should have done more research, because call in right now if you want to. If you want to talk about it.
Prove us wrong.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. I'm barely informed about this, I'll admit.
Some chiropractors at home right now stewing next to his radio. Just like,
oh, I hope they're stewing straight.
How dare they?
Oh, boy.
I hope they're balancing a book on their heads as they're pacing around the room. But you know what the main reason, though, why I went to this chiropractor? I had a living social deal to go to it.
Oh.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah. And so
also a good sign. Like, your like surgeon would never be like, hey, come in for a free surgery.
Yeah, most doctors are two for one.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, 50% off your gallbladder.
We'll put it in a jar for you.
Hi, do you have cancer? That sucks. But we can, welcome to Don's discount doctoring. 30% off your cancer. You mean you'll take 30% out of it? Oh, no, you'll die. But it'll cost not as much.
Oh,
doctor in. That's how it works, right? Oh,
yeah.
We got a phone call.
I'm honestly, I'm scared.
I'm a little afraid too. But you know what? Can't go around it. Got to go through it. KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, is this co-op?
Yes, this is co-op. You're on the air right now, my friend.
I was curious. I didn't know if you guys. I hadn't called you guys in a long time. I usually talk to KBRX, but you guys are affiliated with a lot of the college stuff as far as like venues and such. Is that correct?
We are what?
Are you affiliated with like the venues where some of these people play their shows?
Who are these people?
The groups that you play on the radio.
This, I guess. What's your name called? Is this like an off-the-air question?
It, I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, then I guess this is the wrong number because it's the on the air number.
Oh my God, am I talking on the air right now?
When I said you're on the air, that was my subtle clue.
Tell us your name.
My name's Mike.
Mike, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm actually doing all right. I'm really happy that we got some rain. I don't know about you guys.
Yes, we are super happy.
What's your favorite part about it, Mike?
The fact that it's going to water the lawns and hopefully prevent more wildfires.
I like that answer.
Well, tell you what, Mike, if you go to koop.org in the contact section, there's an office line and some email addresses and various things. That will probably be more useful to you than I am.
Very well. I'm glad you guys are taking it with some humor.
It's a comedy show, Mike. You should try listening to it. It's pretty good. All right, Mike. Well, you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye. Ooh, that went better than I thought. I really thought that person was like, how dare you?
I was holding my breath the whole time.
I'm going to walk outside and someone's just going to come up and like push through my pressure points and my head will explode.
With a cattle prod right in your hot spots?
They don't need them. They're chiropractors.
Oh, I don't know how it works.
Oh, in my hot spots. Yeah. But you know, also a clue, I had to fill out a survey afterwards and the survey was like, you know, like, describe your pain. When do you feel it? And I was like, okay, well, that seems like relevant. But then it was like, what kind of things would you like to get out of your sessions? Like stress relief? I was like, sure. And it was like virility. And I was like, is that really your thing? Oh, yeah, moving on. That's fine. And the next thing was like better life. And I was like, and it was like more success at work. And I was like, slow down here, chiropractor.
So they want to know if you want to improve your virility mm-hmm. through your office visits. That yeah. seems, there's a lot of hubris in that there, chiropractors. You guys need to take it easy. Well, you non-doctors need to take it easy.
I don't think I'll be going back. And it's not a reflection on chiropractors. It's really, I just can't afford it. But chiropracton, my chiropractic friends.
Oh boy.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, are you KOP?
Yes, and you're on the air.
All right, right on. Hey, I love your show, and I love what you're talking about right now.
But?
And I appreciate the dialogue and everything.
But?
But I have a question on how you're framing it.
Sounds like a lot of work. What's your name?
I'm Mateo.
Mateo. Mateo, have you heard the show before?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm passing under the bridge of Lamar in a rainy afternoon. It's so great that it's raining, isn't it?
Woo!
We're all thrilled. We're super excited.
Right on. I love you guys. I love KOP.
Have you heard this show before?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard this show before?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. What's its name?
Yeah, I dig you guys. And I'm just a little concerned as to when you say real doctors and Austin has, you know, two very good Chinese medicine schools, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot of dialogue on those schools. And
I'll tell you what, if I ever go to one and have an anecdote about it, I'll probably talk about it.
I'm sorry.
What are you trying to say here? Because I'll be honest with you, I was just relaying an anecdote of myself. I wasn't trying to
medicine. Is that you're framing your conversation about what real doctors say about your condition? And I've never seen a chiropractor. I'm pro medicine in terms of, hey, if you have a broken leg or something, you need to check out a doctor, whatever that means, you know, like Western medicine terms. But when you say real doctor, you're already saying it like chiropractors are not cool. You know, you're saying like,
oh, no, she was pretty cool. Like afterwards.
Well, no, I'm not saying she or he was not cool. I'm just saying, when you frame it in that, and when you say real doctors, you're already tilting the conversation towards, well, I'm seeing this chiropractor.
Oh, you're putting me to sleep, buddy. I'm going to be honest with you. You're killing me here.
So you think we're just
I'm by. Sorry. Couldn't take it anymore.
Because, I think, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I just think he, he keeps saying, repeating real doctors. I just, real doctors, I mean that. Medical doctors, doctors that attended medical school. I didn't mean to be disparaging of like holistic medicine or Chinese medicine. I don't even know.
No, I don't think we were. And if you're still listening, my friend, sorry I had to hang up with you, but we can't have the world's slowest conversation. But no, I mean, if alternative medicine, if people find comfort and care in that, that is great. I already said at the beginning of the show, I'm amazingly dumb.
You're a bit of a doctor, a dummy.
I'm going to go ahead and tell my story and not have to defend it. Is that,
I know
that's
a cheap. Hey.
That's good.
I know it's a real cheap move.
But you know what? I think you had a really good point.
Did I?
I think that when it... No, not you, him.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to framing, you absolutely should get that chart framed.
I
thought it had lovely colors on it. When you showed it to me, I was impressed. You should absolutely frame it.
Okay, KOOP, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Mateo again.
Hey, buddy.
I guess we got cut off.
hey, Mateo, can I say this?
The last thing I heard.
Mateo, can I say this?
Killing me,
hey,
so
Mateo, can I say this?
Tell me why.
Mateo, can I say this? Mateo, you're gone! It's a conversation, buddy! You can't just talk over me! Oh my gosh! This isn't the Mateo show! You can't just call in and talk uninterrupted for 30 minutes.
Mateo's going to show up here with some echinacea.
He's absolutely going to
show up. I'll show you guys.
Can Mateo describe what bridges he's going under for another 5 minutes? Jeez. Oh, my gosh. God. I love you, pal, but enough.
Maybe we should switch gears.
We'll tell you what. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's play some music and cleanse our souls.
All right.
Wait. With Western or Eastern medicine?
Just shut up. I don't. I feel like... we might get in trouble. Oh, is this... Oh, what do you think? Should I take it?
I think you gotta take it, man. I'm chanting.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. I had a quick question for you guys.
Shoot, Jeff.
Related to this whole chiropractor doctor issue.
Okay, Jeff, can I ask you something first, though?
Yeah, sure. No, I am not Mateo, if that's your question.
Oh, thank God.
Are you driving under a bridge right now, Jeff?
All right, but Jeff, sorry, what's your question?
Oh, do you guys think it's weird that you go to a chiropractor to get your back fixed, and they end up, like, you know, basically bending you over the back of, like, a table and like, making your spine crackle? Does that... I don't know. I always found that to be... a little bit odd. I guess they probably don't teach that in med school. So, curious how, where they kind of got that from. But
I don't know. See, that's the thing. We're not chiropractic experts. And actually, I didn't get my bones crunched when I went to this thing. I just got a consultation. I was kind of looking forward to that, actually, but it didn't happen. I guess that's a better coupon than the one I had.
So, what does she do for you?
I guess that's a reason to go back. You know, a lot of people are into that whole bone crunching thing.
No, and you know, honestly, it's sometimes that the fact that she was like, yeah, you really need to start standing up straight. Like, I at work, I went and got like a little stand for my laptop or something so it's closer to my head. And so, I mean, she did help. I mean, I'm not trying to say that she's not helpful. I was just trying to make some jokes. But Jeff, I appreciate the call. You have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. You joke. Oh, hey, tell you what.
What's going on?
First of all, why don't I get closer to a microphone when I'm talking? You want to hear some Smith Wesson, some in them?
I do.
I believe this is off their album Diet Blonde.
It is.
Yes, and I think this came out this year? Yeah, earlier this year.
January.
This is Weekend. Well, let's go ahead and check them out. We just heard the Smith and Westerns. No, I'm sorry, Smith Westerns off of their album. Oh boy, I forgot.
Diet Blonde.
Thank you, Diet Blonde. That was Weekend. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake, special in studio guest.
Jimena Estrada.
And?
Michael Peticano.
Yup. David Hatta is on assignment, and that assignment is to...
Get better, David Hatta.
Correct. I hope you feel better.
You should probably see a chiropractor.
Oh, he probably should.
Oh, boys. Chris, I don't know if we should bring that up again.
No.
Sorry. Oh, well, that's that. Yeah. I wanted to hear more about this bird story that you alluded to earlier.
Oh, right.
And then we ran away from that because Mateo decided it was his
show. Don't say his name.
I can't say it three times. I can say it once.
Well, you're not looking in a mirror. That's the key part.
Oh, okay.
Well, it kind of goes into something, which we can talk about. So Steve Jobs died this week. Oh, wait, hold on. What's this? Got a couple tweets. A runaway van says, it's not a medical practice if you can get the same results from a tiny lady walking on you. Says, that's David Hatta tweeting at us. He's at runaway van, yes. Trey Fuentes says, and what about the Austin Voodoo Schools? Where is their voice? They are just as cool as chiropractors. Thank you, Trey. And at regular karate, who's Lance Gilstrap, says, Max Backcrack Chat has the whole town talking. Shut up.
I love it.
Shut up, Lance Gilstrap. That's who that is. Yeah, those are, thanks, guys. We are at Mascot Wedding. I have it open now, so if you tweet it, I will see it. And it is just that easy. So Steve Jobs died this week.
Who?
Steve Jobs. You know who he is. In fact, the New York Times, I believe, when he died, their headline was Steve Allen Jobs. Is that his middle name?
I guess
Steve
so.
Paul Jobs? One of the two.
I don't, well, Paul Allen is someone totally different.
That's true. Maybe I'm confusing him. But anyway, it was his full name and then his birth and death dates. And that was across six columns. That was the only headline.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to a reporter about an NPR report on this. And he was saying, I don't know if anyone else would warrant that. Like, if anyone's death besides, like, the president's would be bigger. And I was like, oh, surely there's got to be somebody. Like, what if Oprah died or Steven Spielberg?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, are people overseas really concerned about Oprah? I mean, if you look at Apple products, you know, I can't think of anyone else whose death, especially at an early age like that, 56. I mean, I know he had a long battle with cancer. I don't think of anyone. I mean, this is going to sound insincere or not insincere. What's the word?
Insensitive?
Yes, and I'm not trying to do that, but I can't think of a bigger death.
I see what you're saying. So it's like global relevance is pretty high compared to anyone else that might be a household name.
Can you imagine anyone else that would die right now who, like, the New York Times headline would just be, like, this person is dead?
Maybe, and keeping the same genre as Bill Gates.
I think he's
probably on that list.
And right? A lot of people have sort of argued against that or sort of, you know, not included him in the conversation, but... his work with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is amazing.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I guarantee that Oprah's death would do something like that, and I would, I'm going to be appalled because that is going to happen. It's just going to be insane.
Well, I was on pitchfork.com, that snooty music site, and even they had like a little like postmortem, you know, or some cool, stupid, hipster way of saying, like, talking about Steve Jobs. And I was like, man, I don't think anyone else, like, if they died, would make, like, you know, the front page of, you know, basically every website ever.
Yeah. It was weird, the kind of outpouring and the kind of the manifestations of grievance. Like, if I saw one more, like, I sad joke or one more, like, you know what I mean? And it, unfortunately, kind of diminished. Like, he definitely was a remarkable guy and a tremendous innovator. And I feel like the influx of all of the... kind of trendy hipsters wanting to be like, you know, not only do I use Apple products, but I'm also sad about this turn of events. It just kind of took away from someone who, as you said, was worthy of a huge New York Times headline, full mast. So,
by the way, at Mussers tweets in and they say, Jeff so totally was Mateo.
He sounded like him, but he was a... smarter sounding as well. So
no mention of, Bridges either.
And that brings me, the Steve Jobs thing brings me to what I wanted to say. I'm not going to out this person, but I received a text from a member of my family the next day, and it said, hey, so what was the deal with Obama's jobs killing legislation? And I was like, wow, nice, real nice. So not only are you taking a shot at Steve Jobs' death, you're making fun of that, but you're also, it's a thinly veiled, like, shot at Obama. Not, wait, did I say thinly veiled? It's a
no,
shot at
it's
Obama.
It's a direct shot.
Yeah. Which is, and you know, the best thing about this is the person that, I think I've received three texts from this family member ever. They don't text a lot. And so it's like, oh, this is the one.
I'm like, oh, Max, funny. He'll appreciate this.
I didn't. My response was, hoo bully.
In fairness, it's a pretty good joke. I mean, it's, you know, considering. It came from someone who never texts you. That's
Anthony Jeselnik, a comedian who is offensive on purpose, had a joke, and it was, I don't care when the Mexicans do it, but damn God for taking our jobs. And I was like, oh, that's awful, I guess. Like, I don't know. But that's his thing. So God bless him. But yeah, that's the problem with being friends with a lot of awful comedians. Anytime a celebrity dies, they're like, oh, here's 9 jokes. And I was like, why don't you just shut up? Because that's someone's dead. Anyway, the other story with that same family member is that they told me this week that I got a call from one of my parents. And as the story goes, a deer died in our backyard in San Antonio. And so the local whatever sanitation department, they'll get rid of the deer, but they'll only touch it if it's on the curb. Because if it dies in your property, that is not their problem. And so they didn't want to drag it until it had exploded. You know, because deer, dead animals, what? Like, blowed up.
Your parents didn't want to drag it until...
until the animal, like, bloated up and exploded. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
absolutely.
No.
When things die, like, their stomachs, like, bloat up and then they pop or something. Yeah. Okay. And so they're telling me this story and about, like... it was like, oh, yeah, so after a while, you know, it did that, and then the buzzards picked it apart, and then it was safe to drag to the curb. But it was just like, I don't know why you thought I'd like this story.
Yikes.
And I don't know why I thought other people liked this story.
Yeah, I like the idea of your parents sitting there and watching through the blinds and being like, any time now that that the animal over there is going to... is it getting bigger today? Yeah, it is.
Yep.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Sipping coffee, waiting for a dead animal on your lawn too.
It's great. That's great. Oh, guys, it's almost getting to be Halloween.
Yeah,
it certainly
Halloween,
is.
Halloween.
Yeah, dancing is appropriate. And I passed. I feel like the amount of stores that claim that they're my Halloween headquarters is increasing exponentially every year.
Yes.
Like I drove past. Granted, you can get some decent costumes here, but a military surplus store, and it was like, "We're your Halloween headquarters." And I just thought that. Guess if you want to be a soldier, or but I don't know why that busted me up. I think it said, Halloween HQ.
I think anyone that shops at a military surplus store, that's the house you didn't want to go to growing up for trick-or-treating. Like, that was the house that your parents were like, we're going to skip old man. Sergeant Johnson's house is not on the list of places we're going to be trick-or-treating this year.
We talked about this last week on the show, or 2 weeks ago, at some point, where do kids still go, like, outside at night to trick-or-treat during Halloween?
I guess. I don't.
Yeah, I think they do.
Why wouldn't they?
What do you mean?
Well, now in today's cruel, monstrous world, that does seem a little like, kids, go out on your own in darkness.
Ah.
It is weird that you're like, your kids, as they like grow up, you're like, stay away from taking candy from strangers. And then that one day a year, you're like, all right, go out and take candy from strangers.
Well, I don't think,
the more the better.
I don't think kids ever went out on their own, though. I mean,
oh, I did.
To a certain age.
I did,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I never did. My parents... never let me.
And looking back on it, I can recall so many conversations that I didn't realize were really inappropriate from adults. Like, you're like, trick or treat? They're like, I choose trick. Show me something, which is what someone said to me. And I was like, I don't know, because I was dressed like Superman, wearing like underwear outside my clothes.
Well, but see, now I'm curious. What ages were you when you went by yourself? Because I wasn't around... growing up, I think I was 9 years old when I left the state.
Probably.
So I don't know at what age you start going out on your own.
Let me see. I'm thinking like 9 to 12.
Ah, ooh. See, I was way younger than that when I was trick-or-treating, so.
Yeah, I think that was... I'm with Ahmed on this one. That's a little young. I don't think I was going out trick-or-treating that young. I think like...
that explains a lot about Mac, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Shut up.
Sure does. Hold on.
Yes.
I want to go back to this trick or treat thing. So when you knocked on the door and said trick or treat, this guy said trick like you were supposed to do the trick. Like
the onus is on him. You were supposed to show him something.
Yeah, no, like, it's the other way. The onus is on him to do a trick. If he doesn't have any candy, he's got to do like a car trick for you.
No, I think what it is if you don't give me a treat, I will pull a trick on you.
So the dude wanted to, he was thinking it was like some sort of magician thing.
It's like, look, I'm going to do a trick. 1 year I did go as a magician though, so.
That's
well, there you go. There
terrible costume.
I know, it's terrible. you know what, though? It came together well. But yeah. So I was like, trick or treat. And the guy's like, well, I'm not going to give you a treat. I want you to trick me.
Oh, so he was, okay, I get it now. Yeah. Sorry,
that's
I'm a little slow. He was
so creepy.
Yeah.
So you said, and then what, you ran away, or? What did you do?
I eventually got candy from him. we went for a drive. Right? No, no. I don't want to make that joke.
What joke?
No, there's no joke there. Let's move it on. he gave me some candy. I don't remember, you know, waking up in a field the next day, so I think I got candy.
I remember when you're going to like a guy's house and he was like, we're like, trick or treat. And he was like, trick. And then he started pulling out like a deck of cards and like a top hat and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, come on, man. Just give me some Reese's and let's move on.
So at what age did you go trick or treating?
I guess like middle school, probably like 6th through 8th grade, up until I stopped trick or treating, which I guess that you're like 12 through 14 in middle school. Mm. I don't know.
I vaguely remember trick or treating. So I think I officially went maybe twice or three times in my life when mm-hmm. I was little.
Huh.
I mean, honestly, like where I live right now, I would love if kids came to my house for
trick-or-treating. Hold on a second.
I have been to your house. No one is trick-or-treating in that neighborhood.
No one is.
No, I'm not even...
Shady Grove.
I'm not even asking about that. I'm asking... You would love kids knocking on your door asking you for candy. You, Mac Blake.
It would. I think it would be fun. Yeah, I mean, hopefully their parents would be there with them. I wouldn't have to be like, where's you go get an adult escort. Escort was the wrong word there.
Yeah, no, it was the right one.
But yeah, no, I think it might be fun some nights. But yeah, am I saying
I
this now? Yeah,
you.
But when I get home and I'm tired, I want like kids knocking on my door. Like, oh,
you're old creaky bones. You wouldn't want to get up from your chair to open the door and give some candy out. I saw that chart.
I'm with the men. Yeah, probably. I'm with the men on this one. I was saying earlier today, last year we didn't get any trick or treaters, but we left the bowl of candy out. But we did the whole like take one thing, and yeah. Obviously the like, kids just dumped the whole thing into their sack. But nobody came, and all it meant was I just had to get up off my couch and walk outside to get candy, and then come back inside and sit down. It was depressing.
I like the families that do, black out their house and they just put a sign on that says like, "We do not celebrate this."
What? I haven't seen that.
You know, chiropractors. That's who's doing it. You know, chiropractors.
God bless America.
They're weird straight spined gods. Properly curved lords.
I don't know,
however you want to phrase it. Oh, also in the news this week, The Simpsons almost got canceled.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
Wait, so now they're not going to get canceled?
Well, no. They had to take a huge production cut, budget cut.
Yeah, but...
They actually are worth more to Fox
yes.
in syndication by canceling the show and just airing reruns. It's exponentially more lucrative than just continuing to air the show.
I honestly wonder, though, if that was a bargaining tactic with Fox. If they're like, oh, you know, you're worth more if you're dead. But the Simpsons voiceover people, which Harry Shearer, who is not that funny anymore, but he posted like a little open blog or whatever about it and how he's like, yes, our salaries are already ridiculous. But when you compare it to how much money like Fox is making off The Simpsons, it's nothing. And we're asking for like a little bit of like the back end profits. And I was like, oh, that seems reasonable. But then I was thinking, is it? I mean, I don't know how these things work. I really do not. But if you're just doing the voice for a character on a show, are you entitled when they sell a t-shirt with that character?
I don't know. Is that a hypothetical question or a legitimate question?
No, what's the difference? I mean, I don't have control.
I don't know if you were... I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think the likeness rights probably go to Groening, but...
Oh, no, it totally does. And it goes to some producers, and
right.
They don't get any of it. Because I was kind of leaning towards, like, no. No, they don't. I mean, but then, like, who is the... You know, the Fox Corporation is fronting all the money to get these like awful wax figurines for your characters or something like that, you know, and if they sell one of Apu, does Hank Azaria deserve money? I mean, I guess he's part of the reason why that character is beloved.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe he gets, he should get something.
Something. I mean, I don't know. You obviously could see both sides of that coin, right? Because you're right. It's like Fox is doing all the work. They're doing all the production. But at the same time, it's only so popular because of Azari's contributions or any Shearer or any Yardley Smith or whatever.
Yeah. And if they're selling like this thing for, I don't know, like $5 and they want like, you know, 2 cents off of it, then yeah, I'd give them some. I mean, I guarantee that they're not like asking for like the lion's share.
Right.
But yeah, but that's the thing. Cause man, back in the day, were you a big Simpsons fan? Michael Peticano?
I was in one of those households that my parents were like, we don't like the values that The Simpsons portray.
Yeah, my parents neither.
So I think it's
so that's why you guys love them so much.
Yeah, exactly right.
I was a bad boy.
Oh, makes sense now.
I was like, hey, you want to go to my house and be bad? Watch some Simpsons and wrestling. What about you?
While you're watching The Simpsons?
No, I was also not allowed to watch wrestling.
Oh.
Jimena, were you a big Simpsons fan?
I could have been, but my family left the States right about the time when they started airing. And when I got to Nicaragua, which is where I lived most of my life, it was in Spanish. So if I wanted to watch The Simpsons, it was dubbed. And you absolutely lose all interest in Bart Simpson when he starts speaking in Spanish, because all the catchphrases just don't, you know. And so I lost interest. And by the time I came back.
Well, Icaramba was the same, right?
Well, Icaramba, yes, absolutely. And if he talked about tacos, we were like, oh. But other than that.
You know, he never talked about tacos.
Well, there you go. That's why I didn't have an opportunity.
He was probably talking about a Philly cheesesteak, and they'd be like, oh, Nicaraguans won't know what that means.
Yeah. We don't know what anything means.
By the way, KimCat77 tweets at us, and he or she says, FYI, the crunching sound at a chiropractic visit is not your bones crunching. It is gas being released. Spinal flatulence. Hey, that sounds like some good doctorate.
Spinal flatulence.
Yep. Fun.
It's a good name for a band.
Back flaps.
Someone do it.
Thanks, Kim.
Yes, thank you, KimCat77. Meows about it. Oh, boy. It's getting worse. But I was a huge Simpsons fan growing up, and then I stopped really watching it, and now it's not even on my TiVo anymore. I feel like almost something like this was what it would take to kill that show. Because Fox is apparently in talks of creating an entire network.
Just showing
The Simpsons, which Lord knows they can.
Yeah, well, they said, I think, maybe I misread this something the other day, that they could show a new episode for like a week and a half straight, nonstop, and not show any...
There are networks with less content, I'll tell you that much. Uh-huh. Especially if you like add on like Fox's other animated shows. You know, just tack them on, why not? Because you need some 3M programming. You can get an entire network out of that easy. Although I don't know if anybody wants to see... What was another one of their animated shows that failed? I can't think of any right now.
What was the one with the... was it Brian's... Not Brian.
Brian's song? That's a that's a Blink-182 cut.
Also, maybe the saddest movie ever. Did you ever see Brian's song?
No. I'm thinking of Adam's song.
You're thinking of Adam's
song. Oh, that's the one about the kid who kills himself?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Lorenzo's Oil.
Okay, see, now this is...
Moving on. it almost feels like this is what it's going to take to kill The Simpsons, because if you ask them, you know, be like, hey, guys, isn't it time to take a knee on this thing? They'll be like, no, screw you. I'm still getting rich off it.
So rich, by the way. So rich.
Man, Matt Groening for that man, he'll never die.
No.
He just take so many kids' organs that he can afford. Oh, hey, folks. I guess we're out of the show. Out of showtime. That was a dour note we ended on. Yay. Oh, come on. Get excited. Can I say thank you to him and Michael for being on the show today?
Yeah, us.
Woo-hoo. Thanks for helping us out. David will be back next week. I will not be. Oh, no.
Whoa.
I know. What will happen to me? Will I be safe? Probably not. We can hear your hands clapping, by the way.
Sorry.
It's okay. You're doing great.
It's not okay.
Hey, folks, we're going to get out of here with a band we really like here on the show, off of their Wooden Bones Antler single. This is Follow That Bird. Goodbye, Jimena.
Goodbye, Mac and Michael.
Goodbye, Michael.
Goodbye, Mac and Jimena.
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Austin.
Oh, wait, that's that same song.
What a dummy.
Here we go. Later.